the White House wants to cancel all of what we call the national network trains, which are the long distance routes, and instead focus on the Northeast Corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C., and what are called state-supported routes, which are shorter routes that serve smaller areas of the country and generally are within a state or two. This would appear to be the perfect time to be making investments in passenger rail as we face a mobility crisis in this country and we face an infrastructure crisis in this country. We have crumbling bridges. We have pockmarked roads. We have congestion everywhere. We have tunnels that are a problem. We have waterways that are a problem. Everywhere you look in this country, infrastructure is really threatened. You would think that the emphasis would be to invest in passenger rail as a way to ease congestion, as a way to increase economic development in the towns that rail serves, as a way to improve the economic opportunities for residents in rural America. And yet, the White House proposal would eliminate that. Fortunately, Congress seems to have largely recognized the benefits that passenger rail brings to their communities. Some very encouraging news came out of members who work on the appropriations committees responsible for rail funding. But still, the battle's not over yet, and it's pretty clear that there are still elements in politics that think that passenger rail really shouldn't even exist, despite the fact that 86% of the Congress in 2015 voted for and passed a five-year surface transportation bill that included strong funding for Amtrak across the country.